With banks, of course, playing a vital role in the economy and staying operational and accessible, the board of the Banking Association of South Africa has considered the industry's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown. And the association's MD, Cass Kavadia, joins us on the line now. Cass, thanks so much for your time this evening. So your members and their teams are amongst those that are at the coalface, and you've had discussions on how to strengthen the kind of responses to the COVID-19 pandemic. What's the plan? And first of all, let's talk purely from an operational perspective.
Okay, so from an operational perspective, obviously we're looking at during the lockdown. And what we've said is that up to the end of the month, so that we are able to process social grant payments effectively, we'll have as many branches as possible open. Post the end of the month, we will look at demand and then structure branches accordingly. We estimate that we'll probably go down to 50% of branches. But banks will collaborate to ensure that there are branches available in different parts of the country. Services will be rendered accordingly. One of the reasons why we don't want to have full branch capacity during the total lockdown is that we also concerned about the health of our employees. The banks are concerned about the health of their employees, and where possible, we want employees to stay at home, but we will ensure that services are rendered. Yeah. Then all ATMs will be open, and we have decided that during this period, we'd waive the ATM penalty fee, so you can use whichever ATM you want to use, irrespective of which bank you are with, and only pay fee that your bank charges, and no additional fees. All call centers will be open, although with a reduced staff to ensure that we comply with social distancing and so on.
Okay, so Cass, all of this in a bid to, of course, try and provide some cushion, against this pandemic that's thrown the economy into a further state of flux. Consumer pressure is very much in the spotlight here. How much of a lifeline is industry throwing out on that end?
So what we've decided is that banks will help all customers that are in good standing. And we're saying customers in good standing because if customers have conducted their affairs badly pre the virus, we don't want them to use the virus as a mechanism to actually get banks to meet them halfway. We want to meet halfway customers who are in good standing and who are beginning to feel the pressure. What we have done is that we said that customers must contact the primary bank, and I'm in the process of, I've just contacted banks to actually put into place a dedicated number during this period which customers can contact and not just the normal customer contact number. And banks will then sit down with the customer, and depending on the stress that the customer is going through, depending on whether it's a personal loan or mortgage loan or car finance or SME finance or whatever, we'll work with the customer to ensure that that we help the customer through this period so that the customer is able to then pick himself or herself up after the crisis.
Cass, despite all that is being rolled out here, we've had unions pretty critical of the stance that's been adopted. They've gone as far as, certainly Kasate has, saying that the response is quite underwhelming, that it wants a big bang intervention that will result in across-the-board loan deferments for one. Talk us through the challenges that, something like that actually presents, and why it's dangerous to be venturing down a path like that at this stage.
Well, across the board, relief and blanket approaches to this is only possible if there's some sort of fiscal cushion. There isn't a jurisdiction in the world, and people quote the UK and so on, but the UK has put a significant amount of money from the fiscus to cushion the banks so that as banks provide blanket relief, the banks remain sound. There's no way banks can do that without some sort of fiscal support. In this country, we don't have the fiscal support because of the dire fiscal situation we are in. The Reserve Bank instituted some sort of relief in the monetary through their monetary policy, and they believe that we must provide the assistance to the banks within the context of current regulation. We can't. I think what we do need to understand is that in dealing with the crisis, and we all need to deal with the crisis, and banks are committed to work with their customers through this, but we can't do that in a way that impacts on the soundness of the banking sector.
You talk about the steps that the South African Reserve Bank have come to the fore in terms of monetary policy easing. What kind of engagement have you been having with the Treasury locally when it comes to that potential fiscal support?
Well, we're in ongoing discussion with Treasury and with the Reserve Bank. The bottom line is that at this point in time, our government does not have that fiscal space. They're using, and correctly so, they're utilizing whatever resources we have to deal with the health part of this crisis. We need to plow money into ensuring that we have the necessary health equipment and so on to deal with the health part of this crisis. We are in ongoing discussions with Treasury, with the Reserve Bank, with government. And if there is any fiscal space, then I'm sure government will provide that fiscal space. But I think that without the fiscal space, to have the sort of blanket approaches that have happened in places like the UK is not possible without impacting very, very negatively on the banking sector, and we don't want to do that.
The way things stand at this stage, Cass, are you pricing in any level of systemic risk down the road, or are capital buffers more than adequate to withstand the pressures now, given the kind of stance the banking industry has so far adopted?
Well, the Reserve Bank is of the view, and we agree with them, that current banks in this country are well capitalized, and the current capitalization of banks and the buffers are sufficient to actually deal with the crisis. The one caveat to that is that we don't know what the extent of this crisis is going to be, to be quite honest. We're dealing with this on a day-to-day basis, and that's why the Reserve Bank has taken an incremental approach towards this. They made some concessions in the money market. They are watching the situation. We are in discussion with them all the time. And they have committed that in the event, as we implementing the assistance measures to customers, if we run into liquidity or other issues as an industry, then we will continue to speak to them, and they will assist them when they need to assist. But they've taken an incremental view. They've made certain concessions, and they will then watch this, and they'll make concessions as and when those are needed. So we're in constant contact with them, constant contact with National Treasury, and we have to manage this as the crisis unfolds and as we begin to understand a bit better what the extent of the stress that customers are actually going through.
Cass, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the MD of BASA, Cass Kovadia.